This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Prepare to be horrified, spinners. American Horror Story is arriving at Universal Studios Hollywood and Universal Orlando Resort and opening as the newest Halloween Horror Nights attraction on September 16th. Three editions of the gruesome FX thriller series will be featured in mazes at the Halloween attraction. Fans can experience the Murder House from Season 1, get up close to the terrifying performers in the Freak Show from Season 4, and see victims succumbing to the twisted desires of the Countess, played by Lady Gaga, at the hotel from Season 5. Sounds like good scary fun. Mr. Robot has been picked up for a third season due in 2017. The USA Network has not announced how many episodes the third season will include. Creator Sam Esmail, who's directed all of Season 2's installments, has said that he doesn't want the show to run beyond five seasons. Okay, Mr. Robot fans, enjoy it while it lasts. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard have avoided a nasty trial and settled out of court. Heard also withdrew allegations that her estranged husband physically abused her and retracted her request for a restraining order, which he was granted back in April. Heard had accused Depp of assaulting her on multiple occasions in their LA home. The last incident was when Depp allegedly threw a cell phone at her, hitting her cheek and eye. Police, however, said they found no evidence of an assault. The couple were married for only 15 months. Another Hollywood marriage bites the dust. The Warner Brothers has greenlit an all-female Ocean's 11 spin-off just weeks after an all-female Ghostbusters became a major money loser for Sony. The comparisons should end there. The most important distinction between the two films is the size of each project's budget. Sources say Warner's will make the Ocean's reboot, which is currently titled Ocean's Ocho, for around $70 million, about $80 million less than Ghostbusters' reported budget of $150 million. The original Ocean's 11 was a hit film in 1960 and starred Frank Sinatra and his Rat Pack pals, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Joey Bishop, and Peter Lawford. Sony Pictures Entertainment is running the first immersive 360-degree video ad on Snapchat for home invasion thriller Don't Breathe ahead of its theatrical release. Don't Breathe, which hits theaters August 26th, is about three burglars who break into the Detroit home of a blind military vet before discovering he isn't as helpless as they thought he was. In the 360-degree video, the thieves are pursued by the homeowner through a dimly lit basement. The video also is available for viewing on Facebook and YouTube. Check it out. Taylor Kinney wants to get back together with Lady Gaga. She still has the engagement ring, and he still has hope. Does that mean there's a future for Lady Gaga and Taylor? Though Gaga and Taylor split last month after 5 years together, people in both of their camps think that they will reunite. An insider told us, quote, "Even their families are upset, and Taylor's Chicago Fire co-stars tell him that they miss her. Everyone is hoping they get back together. Well, we're pulling for them too." The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore was canceled and has gone off the air. Comedy Central has canceled the half-hour series that replaced the Colbert Report in January of last year. Wilmore said, quote, "I'm really grateful to Comedy Central, Jon Stewart, and our fans to have had this opportunity. But I'm also saddened and surprised we won't be covering this crazy election." Wilmore hosted the very high-profile White House Correspondents' Dinner on April 30th, and now he gets this bad news. In just a few months, he went from a hero to a zero. Paul McCartney got candid about Yoko Ono's relationship with the Fab Four back in the day and where things now stand. It's really good, actually, the iconic rocker says of his current status with Lennon's widow. Paul said, quote, "We were kind of threatened then. She was sitting on the amps while we were recording. Most bands couldn't handle that. We handled it, but not amazingly well, because we were so tight. We weren't sexist, but girls didn't come to the studio. They tended to leave us to it. When John got with Yoko, she wasn't in the control room or to the side. It was in the middle of the four of us." Unquote. Well, that's nice, but we still think she broke up the Beatles. Justin Bieber has collaborated with clothing retailer Forever 21 for an exclusive 8-piece fashion collection in promotion of his Purpose Tour. The Forever 21 Justin Bieber Purpose Tour Collection debuted at forever21.com this week, and it will also be in stores August 29th. The collection will consist of oversized sleeveless t-shirts with images of a bleach blonde Bieber, as well as long sleeve t-shirts with the words Justin Forever. The limited edition apparel will be fairly affordable for Bieber fans, ranging from $18 to $34. I Am Kate isn't coming back for a third season, Caitlyn Jenner announced via Twitter this week. The documentary series, which chronicled Jenner's life following her gender transition, debuted last year with 3.9 million viewers, but struggled with ratings since then. Those who are saddened by this can always catch her on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yeah, that show isn't going anywhere, unfortunately.
The Trash Bin.
Rapper Tyga is known for his very public beefs with different businesses he owes money to. And now, a jeweler who claims the rapper stiffed him is looking for his money too. And it's not small change. It's $200,000. He claims that Tyga never paid him back in 2013 for a gold and diamond encrusted watch and chain. Now that he's seen Tyga taken to court and forced to cough up the dough to his former landlord for unpaid rent and damages, the jeweler's trying to get his money back.
The news wrap-up.
Apple plans on launching 3 new iPads next year. Google officially launched its new video calling app, Duo, which aims to compete with video chatting functionality offered by rivals like Facebook and Apple. Twitter is in talks with Apple to stream NFL games and other live content on Apple TV. In other Twitter news, they've suspended hundreds of thousands of accounts for promoting terrorism.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Suicide Squad holds on to the top spot for the third straight week.
The number one album.
Meanwhile, Suicide Squad's soundtrack is the most popular album.
The number one app.
Pokemon Go continues to be king of the apps.
The number one fiction book.
Insidious by Catherine Coulter is the new number one book.
Harley Edward Straton, or as he's better known, Flume, is an Australian record producer and musician. His self-titled debut studio album was released in November of 2012 to critical acclaim, peaking at number one in Australia. Flume has remixed songs by artists such as Lorde, Sam Smith, Arcade Fire, and Disclosure. His second studio album, Skin, features collaborations with Swedish singer Tove Lo and this hot track that showcases another talented vocalist, Canadian-born Kai. Here's Flume featuring Kai with the song of the week, Never Be Like You.
I would give anything to change this fickle-minded heart that loves fake shiny things. Now I'm messed up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay, 'cause I got it. Ooh, I'll never be like you. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay, 'cause I got it. Ooh, I'll never be like you.
That was Australian producer Flume and Canadian singer Kai with the song of the week, Never Be Like You. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.